Welcome to vocabilities.com, aka Improve Your Voice. My name, as you may well know, is Darren McStay, and today I am really excited because I've been doing a bit of research into stuttering. And of course, from my previous video, if you haven't seen it, it's just there, you may remember that I introduced some people to the idea of actioning and how actors don't necessarily have a stutter when they are doing their acting, so to speak. And there's a lot of information online, there's a lot of information on the internet about stammering and stuttering and how to overcome it, and a lot of it is quite bleak. A lot of it seems to me is it's taken the idea of hope away, and a lot of you people that have stammers and stutters and suffer with this are probably fairly young, or the ones that, you know, are mostly affected by it, like, you know, in your teens. And that's, to tell people to not have hope and to not dream of getting over it is ridiculous. Really, it's ridiculous. And I know this because the way our body and brain function and work together is pretty similar throughout for all humans. And your perception of yourself is hugely important about how you're able to deal with it and how you're able to go through life as a normal human being and not being affected by such issues. So you keep your hope up. However, what we're going to do is take hope and we're going to turn it in to a goal instead, all right? So this is my first tip of today's five on quitting your stutter for good. Now, before we get started, let's just think a little bit about when stutters start to form. Most often, it's after the age of two, when the formative years start. So what happens before you're two as a baby, your mind and body, all the neuro connections are kind of interlaced and interwoven and a bit like a mesh. They don't really connect the dots so well. And it's everything's everything and everything's new and it's a bit confusing. You've not really, the brain hasn't necessarily formed itself quite yet. And so when it does at the age of two start connecting and then start making, starts to understand what's going on in the world around it, and it starts to model from the world around it, that's the point where those connections and our memory begin. So what's happened for a lot of people, if it begins at such a young age, at two, is that some of those connections were just kind of perceived differently to other people. So your stutter is something that's been necessary, or it's been something that it's just the way you perceived the world at that time. Maybe your parents reacted to you in a certain way if you stuttered at that age and you enjoyed their reaction, so you continued it, and now it's just part of you. There's many different reasons how it could occur, and actually some people start it later on in life, because again, the way our mind and body are connected can change, because you can change your perception of things, you can change the way you do things. And so I just thought I'd throw that out there. It's worth knowing that these things can be changed. Even if you're much older and you're much further away from that two-year-old period, neuro connections can change. We're always growing, we're always changing, we're always adapting. So don't worry, there's a way for you. And I'm going to give you five examples right now that I think will help you on your journey. And I bloody hope they do. So all of you that has commented in my last video about stuttering, thank you so much. You give me a lot of advice and a lot of impetus to move forward and give you more advice and do some research and help you more. This is what I'm going to do. And I've been so overwhelmed by some of the beautiful things that you've told me, and but also moved by how terrible it is for many of you. But don't worry about it. We're going to stop thinking about ourselves now and start thinking about new ways of doing things, all right? Now, what I've done is on my website, I've put together today's little list into a little form that you can use, because we're going to be writing things down. So one thing you're going to need, you don't need it right now, but after this video, you're going to go away and get yourself a pen and paper, and you're going to print off from my website today's lesson. And I want you to use it as a way to structure and plan your new journey to not having a stutter anymore. So there's a link in the description box below which says stuttering work page, and you're gonna print that off and work from it in your own time, all right? And it goes along with this video. Brilliant, let's get started. Like I said before, hopes and wishes are only so good. They can only get you so far, but it's good to know that you don't want to stutter. However, focusing on not having something isn't the same as focusing on something that you want. So what I want to do is suggest the idea that you stop thinking about your stutter being a problem or being in the way or trying to get rid of it. Instead, you're going to look at other people. I want you to find someone and model them, okay? So you're going to set a goal, and your goal is going to be someone who you think speaks fluidly, eloquently, and with a voice that you want. I don't know where you are in the world. I'm sure there's someone where you are that you can look at and model and say, wow, that is a person who speaks like I'd like to speak. They're doing what I'd like to do. Okay? And so your goal is to find, your first mission today, or whenever you start, is to find that person. Look online, go into the street, maybe it's a teacher, maybe it's one of your parents. Whoever it is, you need to find them. And you need to write their name down on this sheet or on your pad in big letters. That is the person, and you're going to use them as your model, as your goal to reach for yourself. That is the person that you're going to end up speaking like. Okay, now you think, how am I going to do that? You don't necessarily have to have the same voice. You won't have the same physiological build, but there's going to be something in the way they deliver their words that you like and would like to adopt. Okay, very important to set a goal by knowing what it is you want. And we're going to use a person. So we're going to model this person. And on the sheet on my website, there's going to be a little list of things you can tick off to discover and to learn about them, which are going to help you further develop the way you see yourself. Okay, because we're going to be taking elements of what they do and adopting them for yourself. One of them is the physicality. Okay, how is it that they stand? Because it's very rare that you see someone who's happy walking around slunched over like that. And it's very rare that you see someone depressed walking around sprightly with their head up in the air and their chest high. And so if you can think that the psychological and the physiological worlds really affect one another, what are you standing like? As someone who stutters, what do? Do you pull yourself back? Do you hang your neck? Are you constantly conscious about the fact that you might stutter? And how is this affecting you physically? So in this sheet, what's going to happen is you're going to find this person who you're modeling, and I want you to notice how they're standing. How do they hold themselves? And since you're going to be modeling them, you're going to start holding yourself the same way. You're going to start standing as they do. And I bet if it's someone you think is confident and has a voice that's clear, articulate, resonant, and fluid, then I bet they're standing in a way that supports that, or at least allows them to believe that about themselves. So that's one of the things on the sheet which you'll be checking out, and I've given you a little list of things to tick off and to adopt for yourself, and then you're going to start copying that, okay? That's the first thing you're going to do. Another thing on that is what we're going to do is notice how they begin sentences and notice how they end sentences. This is quite important, especially for people with stammers and stutters, because it's often at the beginning of a sentence when we stutter. It seems to happen right at the start. I don't know, everyone's different, and everyone's stammer and stutter is different. Some people, it's a consonant sound. Other people, it's a vowel sound. Other people do it because there's public, there's other people there. Some people do it because there's not enough people there, maybe, or because they're in front of a certain person, in front of a girl or in front of a boy. So it is different, and it is different for the individual. But what I want you to do with this model, with this goal person that you're going to copy, is to notice, write down, how do they start their sentences? Notice your own issue and think how they would do it. Look at how they would do it. What is it they're doing? Just notice, okay? Because this is going to help us in the next part. So notice how they begin their sentences and also how they end their sentences. Because if you look at how they end their sentences, there might be a certain indication as to what they're doing to get to the end of their sentence and how much air they're using and the way they're using the body, okay? So that's also on the sheet, how they start the sentences and how they end the sentences, all right? So this is going to be your goal, your model, and the plan for that is to follow these steps. Okay, so on to step two. Once again, this is also on the sheet. So knowing that you have this stutter and stammer is something that you've grown with and it's become part of you, and you believe that it represents you. And every time you reconnect with that idea, you further back this story up in your subconscious mind. And you further look for ways to prove it to yourself that it's actually there. And every time it happens, you go, yeah, see, it happened again. I knew it, I got a stutter. I knew it was going to happen. But when you judge yourself like that, when you kind of think inwardly and expect something to happen, all you're going to do, and it's human nature, you're looking for it to happen again. And then when it does happen again, it becomes stronger and greater and bigger and more scary. And until the point that you just don't want to leave the house because you feel you can't communicate with anyone. But that's nonsense, and we're going to change that today, all right? And this is something that's used by life coaches all around the world. It's something I've used myself, and I continue to use for when I have things to overcome. And it works for many people. It may or may not work for you straight away, but it's something that you have to be consistent with, and it's something you have to do continually over time. Even if the issue isn't there anymore, I want you to continue to do it. And what it is called visualizing. Visualizations are just the way you see something happening. So, currently, when you think about going out to speak in front of others, you may know that you have this stutter, and so predict it and visualize yourself stuttering. That then gives you anxiety about stuttering, and it makes it worse. So what we're going to do is to practice positive visualizations, okay? You can't think badly, negatively and positively at the same time. It's impossible. So we're going to practice thinking positively more often. Now, the way this works is you've already done some work on modeling and finding someone you like. Once you've done that, and again, this is on the sheet, you're going to take some time every day, maybe 1 minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour, once, twice, five times, 10 times, however much as you can or feel comfortable with or have the time for, to sit down, close your eyes, and imagine you speaking perfectly fine. Imagine you speaking naturally, fluidly, completely 100% articulate, clear, resonant, and that everyone's listening to you. You're going to use this. It might not come at first. You might be so, the story might be so strong in yourself that you don't believe this to be true, but it's fine because you don't have to do this in front of anyone. You do this in your own time, in your own space. You're going to sit down, close your eyes, and think about you speaking well and perfectly and articulating clearly and not being nervous in front of anyone, and people laughing and reacting in a positive way to the message that you're sharing. This is something I want you to do as much as possible. You're going to visualize it. This is something that they use in the NBA, for Christ's sakes. Basketball players, that some of the best performers in the world use this technique, visualizing, no matter what it is, to overcome, to better their performance. And it's about performance, because when you're speaking, you are, in a sense, performing. You are sharing yourself with the world, and that is a performance. And you can improve your performance, especially by doing visualizations. So taking the time to close your eyes and find all the details you can, like close your eyes, smell. What's the smell in the room? What are you wearing? How are you standing? What is it you're saying? How are you communicating? And the second you start having any negative feelings or thoughts coming in and the stutter comes back in your visualization, stop and start again. And keep it positive. This can take some while to train yourself to start thinking positively about your speech and about the way you're speaking. But when you do, you're changing these neural connections. You're making your perception about the way you speak a positive one. And therefore, your body and mind can connect in harmony and start to actually speak in harmony, with alignment, with articulation, with fluidity, with clarity. And it can be done. It just might take some time. For example, if you've had a stutter for 20 years, it might take you a few months to get back to the way, you know, to change these neural connections, but you can do it. You just need to be consistent, daily practice, okay? So this is on the sheet. I want you to do that as well. Number three today, this is quite an important one, I believe. And although I want you to be focusing on positive and what you want, either on the sheet, which is on my website, or in your own journal, I want you to keep a journal from now on. You're going to be writing down with a pen or pencil, not tapping on your phone, a real paper pad and a real pen or pencil. Pencil's better, actually, but you'll also need a sharpener and maybe rubber if you do that. And you're going to write down throughout the day. You're going to keep this in your pocket and you're going to walk around. And every time you get your stutter, you're going to write down what happened, what started it, You may already think you know this trigger. You may think it's something that you're aware of, or it always happens here, always happens there. But you're actually, instead of kind of just accepting that, I want you to actually systematically write down when it does happen. What happens just before? What is the situation you're in just before you start to stutter? What are the words when you stutter? You're going to write all of this down in as much detail every time it happens now, and you're going to keep this journal going. I want you to keep it going, not just for one day, not for a week, not for a month, just keep it going. Even, again, like the visualizations, even past when your stutter completely dissipates and goes. Just keep it up. I want you to notice when it happens. Write down what happened before, what happened during, what happened after. All the details, what kind of words it happened on, what was the scenario, where was I, who was I with, what was the topic of conversation. Anything you can. And you're going to just write this down and close it. Close the journal. And in 2 weeks, you're going to come back to it. Again, there's more details on this on my sheet on the website. You're going to come back to it again, and you're going to start connecting the dots. You're going to start noticing, because you might notice things that you hadn't noticed before. Because you might say, I always stutter when I say S. It's always the word S that I get stuck on. But then you might discover from writing this journal down that it wasn't S's that you're stuck on. It's the situation you're in, or the person you're talking to, or this. Because you wouldn't notice you when you do say the word S and get it right, because you're not focusing on getting it right. You're focusing on when you get it wrong. So by writing this down, we can start creating a systematic approach to noticing those changes and noticing those places, and then start alleviating some of the things that trigger you and spark it off in the first place, or at least see them in a different light. Because once you're consciously aware of what it is you're doing unconsciously with the stutter, you can then start to control it and become the master of it, all right? Great, let's move on. So this is one that I found online, and it seems to be very effective, and it also goes hand in hand with one of the ideas that I put forward on my first video, which I'll go through next. But on this one, it's to sing it. It's to sing your stutter. Whether you've gone through the journal yet, or the visualizations yet, or modeled someone yet, or not, if you truly know when it is that the stutter occurs, I want you to notice what letter it is, what situation it is, and then I want you to find a song. It could be the tune itself, the melody, it could be the key of the song, it could be the rhythm, it could be the words in the song, but whatever it is, you're going to find one that you love, and you have to like it. It has to be a song that you really enjoy. And every time you know you're about to approach the time when you usually stutter, you're going to hit that first word, and you're going to hit that first sentence, that first line, as a song, as this song that you like. You'll change the words according to what you want to say, but you're going to sing it. And if you can't do that in front of other people to begin with, I completely understand. But if the people you're speaking in front of don't understand the fact why you're singing to them, then they probably won't understand why you're stuttering anyway. So don't worry about it. Just do it. Just test yourself, see if you can. This is moving yourself a bit out of your comfort zone. And again, you can practice this in an environment that you feel more safe first, but singing it. Because what happens when you start to sing is you connect the dots in a different side of your brain. You attack speech in a very different way than you do song. And something happens and it can switch the way we do things. So what I want you to do is to practice trying to sing your way into a sentence. So, let's think of a sentence. So maybe you could be someone who gets stuck on vowel sounds, and oh might be a problem. So oh, oh, oh. So think of a song that starts with oh. It could be Unchained Melody. I don't know if you've heard that song. It's quite old. A Roy Orbison song. And it starts, oh my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch. So if your sentence was oh my God, it's lovely to see you. You might be, oh my God, it's lovely to see you. All right? So it sounds really crazy, but we're going to be switching from singing back into speaking throughout. It's like going from the head voice down into chest voice. Ooh. We're switching from one thing to another, but only we're doing it with the size of our brain. We're going to start with a song. Hi, how are you doing? And we're going to turn it into words, into a sentence. Okay, this is just practice. You're going to do it for a while and see how it treats you. This one's going to be instantly effective for many people, and it is. And I got this off some people online who are kind of a bit older, you know, in their 40s, and they're saying, I've done this for years and it really works. So I want you to try this one, and I really want to hear your feedback from it, because this is one that can happen straight away for you. So just sing it. Even if you don't feel comfortable, tell me now, do you feel more comfortable singing the beginning of a word or continuing to stutter? It's your choice. Try it. Just give it a go. Brilliant. Five, and the last one for today. I think you've got enough, but this one is very similar to the actioning, which I talked about in my first video on stuttering. And this is a different way of seeing it, because I think the idea of verbs and actioning can be a little bit tricky for some people to understand at first and master. So instead, I'm going to call this offering words. And this might be something you can do also if the singing is a bit scary or a bit too much for you right now. This is another way where you can switch over the side of the brain that you're using in order to give words. Because right now, when you speak, you're obviously very self-conscious about it, and you're considering what you're going to say, and you're considering and telling yourself this story that you have a stutter, and that is kind of become you and who you are. So your body's backing this up for you. And instead of thinking about what you're going to say, I want you to consider first what you're going to say and know what you're going to say, and then offer it to the other person. So you then know the phrase you're going to say. Let's pick a phrase. Thank you for meeting with me today. Let's say it's that. Thank you for meeting with me today. And maybe th is a sound that makes you stutter or stammer. So thank you for meeting with me today. Rather than just saying the words and getting stuck on them, whatever it is, or getting blocked and triggered. So what we're going to do instead is forget that. You know that's what you're going to say. And instead think of, what is this sentence trying to give to that person? What does this sentence actually offer the listener, the viewer, the audience, the person I'm speaking to? What does it actually give them? Why am I saying that? If you're saying, thank you for meeting with me today, you're giving them a compliment because you're thanking them. You're in a way, you want to make this less about you see, and more about them. So why not give the intention of, you're trying to make them feel better, or trying to make them feel good. So when you say, hi, thank you for meeting me today, you're not just saying the words and then getting stuck and worrying about your stutter. You're giving them, you're using the words to make them feel something. So let's say you're making them feel better about themselves. Hi, thank you for meeting me today. There's a very big difference, and this is what actors use as well. There's a very big difference in, hi, thank you for meeting me today, and hi, thank you for meeting me today. You know, I lean forward. I can feel that in my physicality. I'm forward. There's an intention that happens, and there's a specific set of tools that the body uses which are different. Things change. I mean, I didn't even notice until after I'd done it that I was leaning forward to do that. So there's different intentions you can use, and you can pick one, but what is it you're going to say is less important than why you're saying it, what you're giving with that sentence. So start trying to focus on how you can affect your audience and what you can do for them by saying, by speaking. If you really have nothing to give, then why worry about talking? If you're just giving an answer, then maybe you can give that answer not just to answer a question you've been asked, but to enlighten someone. Here is my answer, and maybe mystify them or give them something, but you're going to do something to your audience. You're going to think away from yourself and towards the other person. Right, so that is my five absolute top tips. I want you to come to my website, print off this PDF, and so you can start working on this right now. I'm sure many of you already have. And if you've got any questions, or in fact, you've got any advice that could help other people, leave a comment. It's so vital that you leave a comment. You know, give me a like, give me a subscribe if you haven't already, and a thumbs up and a notifications bell here, because then I can start reaching more people, because this is good work. This helps people, and I really want to reach as many people as possible. So if you know someone who's got a stutter or a stammer, and you think this is good information that can help them, share it, pass it on. Come on, let's share the love, and let's get people to print those PDFs off so they can have them, all right? So they can start working, start creating this plan for yourself to become a better you, a better speaker, and improve your voice. This is Improve Your Voice. I'm Darren McStay. Thank you so much for being with me. You can do it. you can do it. And I will see you very soon. And until the next time, look after your voice.